BibleTelling.org presents Telling the Stories of the Bible. Now, here's John Walsh telling Jehoshaphat and Ahab.
King Jehoshaphat of Judah and King Ahab of Israel met together in Samaria in order to build a strong alliance between their two nations. Ahab said to Jehoshaphat, "I'm going to fight a battle. Come and we'll do it together." Jehoshaphat said, "I'm willing to go if it's God's will. So let's ask a prophet." Ahab sent for his 400 prophets. He said, "Should we go into this battle?" They said, "Oh, yes, go fight, because God will give you victory." King Jehoshaphat said, "I want to hear from a prophet of the Lord. Don't you have one in Israel?"
"Well, yes, we have one, but I hate to call him because he only says bad things about me. He's always talking about judgment."
Jehoshaphat said, "Still, I want to hear from him." So Ahab said to his guards, "Go get Micaiah and bring him here." As the prophet was being brought in, the guard said to him, "Everyone else is saying good things about the king's plans, so go along with them." He said, "As there is a God in heaven, I'll say what the Lord tells me to say." When King Ahab saw Micaiah, he said, "Tell me, should I lead my army into this battle, or should I stay home?"
Micaiah said, "Oh, you should definitely go. You'll be successful."
Ahab glared at him. "I've told you over and over, always tell me the truth. What does the Lord really say about this battle?"
Micaiah said, "I see Israel scattered like sheep without a shepherd. Their master is dead."
Ahab turned to Jehoshaphat. "See, I told you. He always says bad things about me."
Micaiah says, "Hear the word of the Lord. I saw God sitting among his angels. He said, 'How shall I get King Ahab to go to this battle?' The angels had various ideas. Then one spirit said, 'I can make him go. I'll be a lying spirit in the mouth of his prophets. He'll believe them and go into battle.' So that's what he did. Listen, the Lord wants you at this battle." One of Ahab's prophets walked over and slapped Micaiah. Ahab yelled at his guards, "Put this man in prison. Give him nothing but bread and water until I come back from battle."
Micaiah yelled at the crowd, "Everyone listen and remember. If the king returns from this battle, then you'll know that I'm not a prophet of God." Both kings went to the battlefield. Once they got there, Ahab said to Jehoshaphat, "You can wear your royal robes. I'll disguise myself as a common soldier." The battle was fierce. At one point, a man shot an arrow into the air without aiming. It hit Ahab at a joint in his armor. He yelled, "Take me off the battlefield! I'm wounded!" Ahab watched the battle propped up in his chariot. He died as the sun set in the west.
To get a free download of all the stories of the Bible, go to BibleTelling.org. I'm Trevor Gearhart.